A Broken People's Playlist is a collection of short stories with different themes. Each story is inspired by songs. So at the beginning of a short story, the author will write, inspired by this song, inspired by another song. So he wrote it like that. Now, different songs that I don't even know, probably just hearing them for the first time, except songs by Brymo. But I'll get to that later. I feel like each story flows into another. So when you are reading A Broken People's Playlist, you must be careful to pay attention to detail, because a story might lead to another story which you find later on in the course of your reading, and you can relate with each of the themes, like police brutality, infidelity in marriage, even took us back to the 90s, the 1980s, when cultism was at its peak in Nigeria, and confraternity, how people were lured and all that, contrary to the popular belief that sometimes people are forced. He was able to narrate how confraternity and everything was back in the day, and also things like pain and betrayal. Some stories were set in Port Harcourt, and that's where the author chose to pay homage to, and he's totally Nigerian, totally African. And that's one thing I like about Nigerian authors. They are so real, they are so open and vulnerable to telling stories about our country. He was unapologetic Nigerian in his writing. It was so beautiful. Like I said earlier, the stories are inspired by songs that he listened to, songs like Marvin Gaye, Desperado by Eagles, Leon Bridge, and even Brymo. So many beautiful songs. So I read a review online where the person said, for you to be able to enjoy reading these books, you must also listen to the song, so that it will also give you the inspiration. So when you listen to the song, you read the story, or maybe when you are done reading the story, you listen to the song, then it gives you a proper view of what the author was going through, or what was going into the through the mind of the author. Now, there are some heartbreaking stories, honestly, no doubt, so many heartbreaking stories in the book, but one of the short stories that caught my attention is the one about police brutality. It's so sad because it's still happening in Nigeria. What happened was that this guy was mistaken as another person that the police were looking for. Eventually, he got killed because the police were just too lazy to go look for the original criminal. It's so sad. And then, you know, like I said earlier, I talked about how confraternity was back in the day, cultism, and the leadership war between cultists, the groups, and everything. One of the characters lost his very dear friend, and he could not overcome the pain and the grief very easily. It was so painful because he kept looking at it that, okay, the way his friend died, he might have also died the same way. So it was all guilt and pain and all that. But in general, I read the book 4/5. It's an amazing book. It's a beautiful book, and it's something that you can relate to. Thank you so much, Chemeka Garrix, for writing. See you next time. Bye.